We're continuing our series on dementia and Alzheimer's today, looking at the impact of the disease on the Latino and African American communities. While they're disproportionately affected, they get less attention and resources than you might imagine. WUWM's Angelina Mosher Salazar has the story.
Research suggests that Latinos are 1.5 times more likely to get Alzheimer's than their white counterparts. African Americans are twice as likely. The jury is still out on why exactly that is the case, but you might think that the higher incidence would result in more resources, attention, or even research. However, that isn't true, according to Dr. Angela Allen. She's an African American Clinical Research Program Director at the Banner Alzheimer's Institute. Allen says there's often a delayed diagnosis or inadequate treatment for dementia among African Americans and Latinos.
Oftentimes, our white counterparts will get a, what we call pre-screened just to determine if they have a family history of it, and they'll take medication and do all of the things that are recommended. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, in our minority population, we're not doing that. We get it when it becomes an issue.
Allen says many African Americans with Alzheimer's are not screened for the disease and don't take medications that can slow the spread. She says one of the reasons is a deep distrust of medical professionals among some in the Black community.
Particularly with the African American community, we still have, I don't care what anyone says, we still have that Tuskegee study in our head. You have this group of people who were getting these injections for syphilis and end up dying and having some side effects, and it was all because research wanted to prove something and they utilized African Americans.
Dr. David Marquez is a Mexican American researcher on the Latino Core Study for the Rush Alzheimer's Disease Center. He says distrust is also a barrier for researchers who want to include more Latinos in case studies and research.
Distrust of the healthcare system, number one. Number two is the distrust of the research process, where people have felt like they were, you know, like guinea pigs experimented with, and didn't feel like maybe they had a voice in that. But yeah, the personal connection is so important in the Latino community.
But advocates right here in Milwaukee are working to better serve the Latino and African American communities. Al Castro is director of health research programs at the United Community Center on the city's south side.
The Latino Geriatric Center, a part of the United Community Center, is the only memory diagnostic clinic in Wisconsin that's designed specifically for the Latino population, where the screenings and evaluation and case management support can all be done in the Spanish language that our Latinos are familiar with.
Castro says the center was opened back in 2007 to specifically address a disparity in the Latino community.
There's many memory clinics around the country and in Wisconsin that do a good job of doing early detection and diagnosis. Latinos were being left out of the access to that kind of health care by not being able to be appropriately diagnosed. So by us creating this clinic in partnership with the Alzheimer's Association and Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute, Medical College of Wisconsin, Frater, we created a clinic right in the heart of the Latino community.
More recently, Castro is behind a new initiative to create a mobile memory clinic.
The idea is, let's take our nurse and our social worker that are bilingual and trained how to do memory assessments in the community, but sending them out into the community, out into the apartments, out into the senior housing sites, out into family members' homes that are calling us.
Castro hopes the new mobile clinic will be an even more effective way to do early screenings. And while the United Community Center is working to address the specific needs in the Latino community, on the north side, Milwaukee Health Services has created a memory diagnostic clinic in an effort to better serve the African American community. The clinic gives free dementia screenings and provides caregivers support. Advocates say such programs are essential. State officials estimate that there are more than 100,000 people in Wisconsin living with dementia today. The number is expected to grow. Angelina Mosher Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.